So there, on page 8, you will see on the left the line growing through the shoulders. Mm-hmm. And there it says twin shoulders, talentarata. But the twins actually build the structure of your shoulder. So the shoulder here and the attachment here is right within the realm of the twins. So you visualize the twins, light, starlight coming down into the shoulder. And rebuilding that crystal structure correctly, whole. And as you do that, you will see that the cracked arm turns into a whole arm. That break disappears. When you see that in the crystal body, you then say, okay, it's now present in the crystal body. It's right. Now you have to bring it down. So you bring it down into the golden sphere. You see the visualization of the golden body of the person. And then you align the golden body with the crystal body. So it straightens. And then you go into the moon body. And you align it with the gold body. And it straightens. Click. And you, so you take them one by one through all the different colors of the meditation. Of all the different chakras until you come to the red, and then when you're from the red you go into the physical, and the physical starts to align because now you've got the right voltage of energy that can affect the physical directly. So then what happened? She suddenly had a terrible pain. You know what that was? Mm. Her arm straightened because it had grown on crooked. So it straightened. And then the pain went away because now the energy was flowing correctly. And it was there, but it wasn't hard yet. So then you go down into the earth, access the earth center, bring up that dark, powerful energy, bring it into there and start to solidify it. And after 20 minutes, it gets almost hard. So I told her, well, be careful in the next 3 days while it's hardening up, not to pick up anything heavy or anything. And the pain almost went away completely. Wow. And they did a scan on it again. And it had straightened and it had closed. Mm. There was no more leakage of marrow out of between the bones. Mm. And then, but it wasn't completely fused yet. Because this is just a week later. So I then did one more treatment just to fuse it more completely. And then after that she was due to have an operation and the doctor said it's not necessary anymore. So these things actually work. But you've got to work very specifically. You must be able to work on every level. You must be able to transfer the energy from one level to the next to get that. But you've got to start with the crystal body because that's your first manifestation of your body. That's what is built out of the starlight. So if you fix it on that level and you bring it down all the levels, you can fix that in half an hour. It's amazing. And we can do it. You can all do it. If I can do it, you can do it. You just have to be able to get to that consciousness. And be focused. This is why focus is so important. This is why that thing is so important. Each one of these things, you see, you mustn't be afraid of doing it. You must have the confidence, the courage to do it, because what are you up against? Oh my goodness, you know? You have to have the power to be totally awake for that full hour that you're trying to work with a person. And you must focus. So you do one thing at a time. And as that thing works and you see, okay, now that's worked. You go to the next level. Do it on that level. Focus, focus, focus. Be aware completely for an hour. No time for resting or sleeping or anything. You've got to because without the focus, the energy just... People have all kinds of things and they say, well, let's have a prayer meeting for so-and-so. I will think about it. Send her good vibes. It's meaningless. You must actually focus. What's the issue? What are you going to fix? On what level are you going to fix it? Do it. And then it happens. It really happens. And some people are aware of it. Some people know it. I mean, she had that experience and we have the evidence, physical, x-rays, whatever, of it and how it changed. Because she'd been struggling for a couple of months with this thing and now, right. Hour later, it works. So you must be aware, but you must be able to focus. So you practice whatever it is you're doing in life. Put your focus into it so that you develop your capacity of focus. Because if you want to do this kind of work, you have to be able to fully focus there. Must be present. Otherwise it doesn't work. I was phoned by somebody else and she told me that somebody she knows is in a crisis. And she's in hospital under intensive care. And she can't breathe because there are clots in her lungs. But this woman knew that the patient actually had a spiritual crisis. And so she asked, would I help? So I went to look what it is. So the spiritual crisis is, she has black ancestors. And she thought black people are bad. So now she refuses her ancestors. So what happens? Her blood starts to clot. Because blood is... ancestry. Yeah, and if you refuse that, what's going to happen? You're killing yourself. You're making your blood clot. So, okay, now explain to her. No, these are your ancestors. They're trying to help you, right? But I realized, and I look through her body and I see, oh my God, there are clots in the brain. And I didn't know, but she'd gone into a coma.
Wow.
So I thought, well, this is the most important thing. First, fix the clots. Fix the clots in the brain. Then I went into the lungs and fixed the clots there so she could get oxygen into her system. And then worked through her body. Now somehow, because she's on a shamanic path, has been for a while, and only thought she had, you know, her special ancestors. But the fact is that she then saw somebody come and fix her. And this person was a black person with glasses. And only much later did she realize it was me. So, and she couldn't understand why could I fix her and all her other friends couldn't do it. Because I can focus. You see, you have to be able to focus. Then you can see properly, you can see where you're looking, you can see what you're doing, you can see the results of it. You know how you know you can go on to the next stage, you can work bit by bit. But without that absolute focus, you can't do it. So while we're busy on focus, I must emphasize how critically important this is. So, I mean, part of my focus developed when I was at university and I did an honors degree and they gave us a lecture series to, you know, in other words, there were research articles a review articles. And you know, review articles are loaded with facts. Every like sentence has two or three facts in it. And we had to read three of these articles every week to go and discuss. Yeah. And there I learned to read it one time and remember it. It was hard work, but it taught me to focus. So I'm very grateful that even if it was in a completely different thing, it brought me the capacity. So we need to learn that these things we're learning isn't information, it is capacities. We have to learn these capacities, the capacity to be equal, the capacity to make decisions, the capacity to be active without getting angry. Most people have to be angry before they do anything. But to work like a horse means to work without anger. And that's an incredible thing. And once you can do that, then focus. What is it that needs to be done? And in detail. And by the detail, it means you must just, not the whole picture all the time, but actually, how do you get that whole picture? Where does it start? Where does it end? How do you actually do the whole technique? And if you learn that, you can do it, if you have the capacity to do it. So these are the capacities we have to develop. Now you know that learning these things and raising your consciousness and getting to different levels isn't just for fun. It actually makes it possible to do things. It's really functional. Yeah. And I know from outside, when people see this stuff, it looks like it's total magic. But, you know, magic is only when people don't understand the technology, they think it's magic. But if you understand how it works and what you need to do, you can do it. But you can't do it like switching on a machine. Your body is the machine. You've got to develop your machine. You've got to develop its capacities. And you've got to energize it. You've got to do it. So you have to have also that focus that we are doing this for humans. It's not for sustained development or whatever other people come up with, for controlling other people. It's not about that. This is about humanity and how we can help humanity develop. So keep the focus. This is why we're doing it. Makes it worthwhile. Really, really.